Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 29th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. And the newsmakers in person tonight. 8 new cases of COVID-19. A total of 391 active cases, 10 people in Nobles, 1 in ICU. And in this update, the latest from this afternoon's COVID briefing, we're on track, apparently, to loosen some lockdown rules from a week tomorrow. Douglas Council has to pay up, but doesn't like it. There are no plans to restrict the bus services, and all this on Lockdown 3, Day 27.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6 o'clock, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, the Chief Minister is cautiously optimistic after 4 consecutive days of no new coronavirus cases from unknown sources. At today's media briefing, Howard Quayle says the island is still on track for the easing of some restrictions on the 6th of April. 8 new cases of coronavirus have been detected on the island in the past 24 hours. It's an increase of 5 from yesterday, all linked to existing transmission. The total number of active cases here on the island now stands at 391. Some women have still had to travel to the UK for abortions despite on-island facilities. Members of the local campaign group CALM says it's because of unnecessary delays at the island's clinic. Further afield, and a video of a US policeman kneeling on the neck of George Floyd last May has been shown at the officer's murder trial. Derek Chauvin is accused of killing the black suspect, who died shortly afterwards. Boris Johnson says he hopes England's relaxed lockdown rules will allow people to build up defences against coronavirus as they take more exercise outside. At a Downing Street briefing, the PM said he hopes people can take advantage of the weather now that outdoor sport is allowed. And Salisbury Cathedral is releasing an album of organ music that played during vaccinations to raise money for NHS charities. Since January, more than 25,000 people have had a jab there. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Rhiann. From the Ronalds Way Met Office in the North Irish Sea, there's a strong wind warning in operation. Dry and cloudy with lots of hill mist and a fresh south-southwesterly tonight, down to 8 degrees. By the way, there is fog on the mountain road. The matrix signs showing fog. Do take care. Ben McCreese is entering Douglas Harbour as well. The weather for Tuesday, Jemert, dry with low cloud and mist, occasional bright intervals on a moderate to fresh south-southwesterly, up to 14 degrees tomorrow. The overnight minimum is 7. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy with light winds, bright intervals and 11 degrees. Low water this evening, 7:10, sunset 12 minutes before 8. High water, 1 a.m., sunrise tomorrow morning, 3 minutes to 7. Low water, 7:25, and the lunchtime high tide, 1:25.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
4 days have now passed with no new COVID-19 cases reported, where the source of infection is unknown. The details from Ewan Gorn.
8 new cases of COVID-19 were detected on the island in the last 24 hours. That's an increase of 5 from the previous day. All of the new cases are linked to an existing transmission. It means there are now 469 active on the island. 10 people who have the virus are in hospital. 1 is in intensive care. Today's update comes after yesterday's terrible news that 2 patients at Nobles Hospital died with COVID-19. Health Minister David Ashford and Chief Minister Howard Quayle had this to say.
In the space of just over 24 hours, 2 more members of our community died from COVID-19. This is an awful tragedy for the whole island, but especially, of course, for their loved ones. My thoughts and prayers are with them at this difficult time. We must never forget the lives that have been lost during this pandemic. Let me pass across to the Minister for Health and Social Care for his update today. David.
Thank you, Chief Minister. And can I start by adding to the Chief Minister's words about the dreadful loss that our community has suffered yet again this weekend from this dreadful virus? We have lost two more of our community, and we must remember that everything that we do at the moment in relation to the lockdown is to try and prevent as much as possible this occurring again. But our thoughts are with the friends and families who have lost two people who are very close and dear to them.
Their reflections came at today's coronavirus media briefing, where it was announced that this was the fourth consecutive day of no new cases being detected from unknown sources. The Director of Public Health is Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
We can't relax on that yet because obviously we haven't yet got through one incubation period without community cases, sporadic community cases, which is 14 days. As we've said before, the gold standard for declaring local elimination is set at twice the incubation period, so that would be 28 days. And very often jurisdictions, areas work on a midpoint of around 21 days for looking at significant relaxation of restrictions.
To find out more about these stories, you can head to manxradio.com.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes before 6. Live from Douglas in the Isle of Man, Manx Radio. The Council of Ministers feels the Isle of Man is on track to change some lockdown restrictions from next week, a week tomorrow, the 6th of April. Chief Minister Howard Quayle today told the media briefing the positive outlook comes after a drop in cases of unknown origin.
We need to see how the next few days unfold and hope to make decisions this Thursday, and I will update you all at our briefing on Thursday afternoon. I do need to make two important points on all of this. First, if the situation does deteriorate, then our plans may have to change. We all want this to be a one-way journey out of lockdown. So this means we need to get it absolutely right, and we must not rush. Secondly, based on what we know today, we need to be ready for a gradual easing out of lockdown. We want to ensure that the steps we are taking are as safe as possible for our community. Yes, we are clear that we only want measures in place for as long as we judge them to be absolutely necessary. But equally, we know how tough lockdowns are on our society, our mental health, and our businesses, and our economy. We all need to move forwards, but treading carefully as we do so. I remain confident that if we keep up the high levels of vigilance, hygiene and social distancing, then we can continue our cautious move towards better times. I would like to give you an update on schools. It is important that the education of our young people is not impacted any more than necessary. This is so important for so many reasons. But it is of course critical that any return to school is carefully considered and safe for all. The same, of course, applies to the preschool sector, which is also important for so many families. The Council of Ministers this morning heard from the Minister for Education, Sport and Culture on this. He and his team are working with schools, preschool providers and public health to finalise a plan for a safe return, and I have asked him to join us on Thursday to give us an update.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 6 minutes past two this afternoon. She's safely in harbour just below Douglas Head at the moment and will be off this evening at 7.45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30 tonight. Departing 2:15 a.m. back in Douglas tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. The Fastcraft season has been delayed. HSC Mananum was due to start last Thursday, the 25th of March. That's now been delayed. Mananum's going to be providing cover for the Ben McCree's period of overhaul from next month, and the Arrow will provide the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Douglas Council says it doesn't agree with the tribunal decision which saw it ordered to repay a member of staff more than £5,000. Last week it was revealed that the council had unlawfully deducted the salary of a gully worker who became stranded in Cyprus due to COVID-19. Sean Cowper takes up the story.
It follows a ruling by an employment tribunal which found in favour of the employee who had been with the council for 36 years. William Pye had been receiving sick pay after getting stuck in the country due to coronavirus and obtaining sick notes from his doctor. The report by the tribunal also stated he had been certified as a vulnerable person, forming part of the reason for him not reporting to work. Despite this, the council stopped paying him as it attempted to claw back alleged overpayment of wages. Commenting on the ruling, Douglas Council says it does not agree with the reasoning behind the decision or accept personal criticism of its officers. The local authority says staff were doing their jobs in difficult and trying circumstances and in the midst of an unprecedented global pandemic. It adds that the decision to take deductions from his salary came following appropriate advice. However, the council says in the interests of all parties involved, it does not intend to comment further on the matter.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
19 minutes before six. 6 days after wedging itself tight in the Suez Canal in Egypt, holding up $10 billion in trade every day, the Ever Given has been refloated, according to canal authorities. Intensive efforts to push and pull the giant container ship with tugboats led to the breakthrough after attempts to take advantage of rising tides had failed. One of the world's biggest container ships is now heading out of the strategic waterway while efforts have begun to get more than 450 vessels waiting outside to pass through the 120-mile canal, which witnesses 15% of the global shipping traffic. Let's hope nobody else gets stuck. Two of the world's biggest investment banks have warned their profits are likely to be severely affected by a crisis at a US hedge fund. Switzerland's second biggest, Credit Suisse, said the calamity could have highly significant impact on its next quarterly results, and Japan's Nomura said it could make a $2 billion loss from a US client. Credit Suisse and Nomura have been hit by problems at a hedge fund called Archegos, which led to the sale of billions of pounds of shares on Friday. It's thought Archegos made some large investments in companies that went wrong. Its backers then insisted it raised money in a hurry, the margin call. Then came some unusually large share sales. The plot thickens.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed with gains capped by concerns over a third wave of COVID-19. The dollar gained, oil fell as the Evergreen refloated. Gold slipped as a firm dollar and rising US Treasury yields dimmed the safe haven metals appeal. In corporate news, Renishaw surged to the top of the index after Bloomberg reported late on Friday that the Engineers put itself up for sale. And the numbers now at the close in London, 5 o'clock, the FTSE 100 was just basically down 0.7% at 6,736. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.5% at 14,817. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.2% at 33,013. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1% at 13,008. And currently in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 0.3% at 3,962. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 37.9 cents, €1 17 cents, and 20 South African rand 55.2 cents. And in commodities, gold down 1% at $1,713 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.5% at $64.50.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171. Or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
The Public Accounts Committee is launching a review into the steam packet following the outbreak of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. It's the third review into the situation to be announced since the island went into lockdown. With the Cabinet Office and the steam packet themselves looking into the matter, Lewis Foster asked the Public Accounts Committee Chair, Juan Watterson, what this review can offer that the others can't.
Independence, I think, is what the Public Accounts Committee brings that none of the others can bring. Obviously, people reviewing their own processes is fine, and that's good. It's all part of the learning process. But what we've gathered is that there's a requirement from the public, really, for someone independent to look at this. And whilst we're not going to duplicate the work of either of those two reviews, we will be wanting to ask questions ourselves and perhaps ask questions that neither of those reviews will be able to.
And why do you think those questions won't be asked in either of those other reviews?
Well, I think sometimes it's hard for officers to ask difficult questions of ministers and those who are further up the food chain than they are. And that's quite understandable. And that's something that is a problem that the Public Accounts Committee doesn't have, that Tynwald Scrutiny has the ability to have open dialogue in a public forum to take evidence. And that's a really important part of democracy, really, to be able to do that in an open forum to have it seen to be done and independently done.
Is there any sort of aspect of mistrust, perhaps, especially with like an internal investigation?
No, I don't think it's about mistrust. I think it's about making sure that there is an independent body that is looking at this issue that feels free to ask any questions that it wants. And that might not necessarily dovetail with the remit given by the internal investigations steam packet or Isle of Man government.
Many people will have been following this, of course. It was all in the news leading up to this latest lockdown. And with three reviews going on, three separate investigations, I suppose the main burning question is, when will we find an answer if we get one?
Well, that I can't answer. We haven't actually got the evidence yet, and I can't look into the crystal ball, but I think the taking of evidence is going to be an important part of this process. Let's say there have been investigations done by the steam packet, an investigation that is underway by government. But I think it's when will that all come out? And we're looking to get some time in the diary for our witnesses. So when will that be? I don't think it's entirely clear yet, but it's something that the Public Accounts Committee certainly is moving apace on.
Manx Radio Sport. Vastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Vastamai, good afternoon. Well, there may not be much athletics action on the island at the moment, but two race walkers in our midst have recently been striving for Olympic qualification across the water. Erica Kelly and Tom Partington competed in front of a world audience on Friday morning in the British Athletics Olympic selection trial for both the 20k racewalk and the marathon racewalk. Held in London's Kew Gardens, the event was elite only, with competitors only allowed to be involved after being formally invited. It was a bittersweet return from injury for Erica, who has recently been out with a serious knee injury. With hopes of finishing higher, Kelly placed third in the 10k after receiving a two-minute penalty from the judges. Unfortunately for Tom, in his race, he had to stop in the second half of the marathon with a hamstring injury. However, he's staying on in the UK at the moment, where he's getting stuck into an intense training block based in Leeds, along with fellow Manx athlete David Malarkey. There is a video of Erica receiving her third place prize on the podium in Kew Gardens on this story at manxradio.com on our sports page. In international sport, and Gareth Bale says he would be prepared to join a social media boycott to tackle online abuse. Former Arsenal striker Thierry Henry closed down his accounts last week to highlight the links between online abuse, mental health issues and suicide. Bale says he's happy to do anything to help stop the issue.
We had kind of a campaign where a lot of big influential people in sport, in other forms of life, came off social media to make this statement, then yeah, I definitely think it could help. And if that was the case, yeah, I'm obviously all for that.
In golf, and with the dismantling of a controversial Big Blue Wall, the stage is well set for a fitting and potentially dramatic conclusion to the first golf major of the year. Despite COVID restrictions, there will be an air of celebration surrounding the 50th edition of the LPGA's A&A Inspiration, staged this week at Mission Hills Country Club in California. Many of the world's top players are bringing impressive form to Rancho Mirage for a tournament that proved fundamental to the global development of women's professional golf.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
11 minutes before 6, Logan Ayers, 5 o'clock to Liverpool, left 12 minutes late, back this evening at 10 to 7. On the roads, the matrix signs from Ramsey, Bagarrow, Hilbury and Sulby to the mountain all showing fog. And there's some driving wind up there as well, so do take care. On the roads, Quarterbridge Road, that nighttime closure has been extended
to the 20th of April till 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. for resurfacing. Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed to vehicles, part of the Prom refurb work. In Ramsey Glen, Elphin Road's parking suspension. There's also footways on east and west sides of the Prom. South Prom in Ramsey closed, and there's a parking suspension for the refurb and rebuilding of the lifeboat station. And also in Ramsey, Stanley Mount East, the parking fronting the Queen's Pier to the junction with Queen's Prom, is closed for the restoration of Queen's Pier. Everything else you need to know, maxradio.com. Click on the news page and then on the travel tab.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Some women from the Isle of Man have been sent across unnecessarily for abortion procedures since services were introduced to the Isle of Man, according to the Campaign for Abortion Law Modernisation, CALM. As a Tymble committee seeks evidence from those who've sought abortions locally in the last 2 years, Christine Cowley represents CALM.
There have been people that have been sent for unnecessary scans, which have been causing delay. There have been cases of people that have been so delayed they've ended up having to go to the UK for their procedure. Obviously, during a pandemic, that's absolutely not what anybody wants, to have to travel across the UK, go to hospitals over there. That's just unacceptable. Over here, you know, you can have the medical procedure up to 10 weeks. Really, it could be a bit longer because of medical evidence doesn't say it needs to be up to 10 weeks. It could be 12 weeks, absolutely fine. But, you know, there's no need to be sent for unnecessary scans and delays like this. It should be really straightforward.
So within this almost 2 years, we're having the service on island, people have still been sent away to have the procedure?
It will always be a percentage that have to go across for the procedure, but there are people that, yes, have been delayed to the point where they've been required to travel across, whereas they could have had it done a year earlier with the medication if they hadn't been delayed.
Well, from your perspective then, that's, I assume, something you'd like to see improved. What areas of improvement do you want to see as an organisation?
It should just be that straightforward, that you should be able to, you know, access the medication simply and easily through self-referral, through your GP, through your practice nurse, if you want to do it that way. It just shouldn't be this difficult. People shouldn't be referred to the UK when they get in touch with the people that they're trying to access the service through.
With a committee now looking at this and having that dedicated focus on the services, how it's gone so far and where it's going to go, is that an encouraging sign for you?
It is. I mean, it's late. It was promised that it should have been, you know, May 2020. And it's not just the pandemic that obviously caused that delay. This could have been ramped up a bit sooner. But we really encourage everybody that's had access to the service, both positive and negative, you know, for those women to contact the Tynwald Social Affairs Policy Review Committee and give their feedback.
On today's Man in Line on Manx Radio, there were a number of callers who said they'd had a good deal of side effects and suffered after having the vaccination. One person even said, "I felt like death." So what do we know about some people who feel poorly and other people don't? Here's the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, but first, the Health Minister, today's press briefing.
There is side effects, but they will pass. And it is important that people do get the vaccination, because receiving, getting up with COVID is an awful lot worse in many cases for people in terms of the effects than having a day or two of the side effects of the vaccine.
There seems to be no correlation between any factors that might pertain to individuals or groups and whether or not they will get side effects. So it doesn't correlate with age, it doesn't correlate with underlying conditions. It really does seem to be an individual thing. Regardless of the side effects, the impact of those is likely to be a whole lot less than the risk of, you know, what might happen if you were to catch COVID, not only in terms of risk of serious illness and hospitalisation, which, as we know, does correlate very strongly with age and underlying conditions, but also the risk of developing what's called long COVID, which we do not fully understand the correlates for yet. So on balance, even with a risk of side effects, the majority of which will be very minor and transient, the vaccine is a better option than foregoing the vaccine. Thank you.
Dr. Hewitt, would you suggest taking let's mention the name paracetamol, before going for a vaccination as well as after?
There is no consensus on that. I've heard immunology colleagues, and immunologists are really the best qualified professional group to speak about that. Some will say that it's worth taking a prophylactic dose of paracetamol beforehand. Others don't. So I think, you know, the jury is out on that. There is no trial data to support that. But some people recommend it may be helpful, others don't.
There are no plans to restrict bus services on the Isle of Man over the lockdown period. The Department of Infrastructure has dismissed claims they could operate for key workers only. The story from Tessa Hawley.
The government has also disputed allegations that drivers have been instructed to ask passengers about their journeys. Both issues were put to the Chief Minister at a COVID-19 media conference last week by Business 365 journalist Simon Richardson.
It's from a reader, actually, a letter which we received this morning. He says yesterday he got the bus from Onchan to Douglas, and as soon as he got on, the driver questioned him and he asked him if his journey was essential. He told the driver it was because it was for food and asked him if he was asking every other passenger the same. Apparently he was. And the driver said, yes, we've been told to ask all passengers if their journey is essential and that as of Thursday, it would only be for key workers. Now, there were others that came on the bus and were all asked the same thing.
In a statement released to Manx Radio, the Department of Infrastructure has responded, saying it monitors bus usage daily and is pleased that this shows that the vast majority of passengers are following the rules. It adds drivers who have reason to question passengers about the nature of their journeys have the full support of the department. It is not acceptable that some passengers feel this is reason enough to insult and swear at drivers. This sort of behaviour will not be tolerated. The department says it will seek the full support of the police at any time the safety of its public servants is threatened. It's a sentiment echoed by Howard Quayle.
Bus drivers will give people, allow them on the bus as long as they're wearing a mask. And if they're checking that the journey is essential, then that's no more than David and myself are doing here every time we do the briefing, saying, please stay at home unless your journey is essential. So I think it's just hammering home the message that you shouldn't be getting on a bus if it's unnecessary.
That's it from Update Tonight. I'm Andy Wint, and thanks to newsreader Rhiannon Evans, producer Ewan Gorn. Update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Catch all the stories you've heard tonight and more at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. Stick around for Chris Kindley, the greatest hits on earth, and a COVID update at 7 o'clock. W-I-N-T.